life.
啊，就是我们一同见证了神的作为。
And we basically sees that the work of God.
啊，这地上有一个罪人悔改，在天上的众天使都要欢呼。
Bible said there's a sinner repentant on the earth. The whole host of heavenly hosts will cheer it up.
啊，欢呼什么呢？欢呼上帝的作为何等的奇妙，何等的慈爱，何等的美好。
What they cheer for the work of God, how wonderful love and miracle.
啊，就像我们刚才有个弟兄做的，我们Jonathan 弟兄做的见证，他从生活当中每一件小事，一朵花，一棵草，都看见神的慈爱，神的作为。
Just like Jonathan just testified, even the small things in this world, the flowers and glasses, and you can see the work of God.
啊。所以我们基督徒的人生何等的蒙恩，我们可以看见上帝的作为。
So we are so greatly blessed as a Christian that we can see the work of God in our daily life.
好，我们今天还是继续来思想神的话语。
So the message is continue to study the word of God.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's stand up, let's read the scripture on the screen.
我们一起来读罗马书的第五章，我们从第六节读到第八节。
Actually, Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8.
罗马书五章六节起，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢神，在我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们死。
We thank God while we are still sinners, Jesus died for us.
让这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人罪得赦免。
Trust Him, our sin be forgiven.
让这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人能够被圣灵所重生，成为基督里新造的人。
And all those who trust Him will be given a reborn in the Spirit and become a new creation.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
So to pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄们，请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们上一个主日信息当中呢，如果有弟兄姊妹来到我们上一个主日聚会呢，你可能还有印象，上一个主日信息当中我讲了一个八头牛新娘的故事。
If you were here last Sunday, you probably remember that in my message we talk about the a bride, the bridegroom actually married his wife with 8 cows.
啊，那么我简单的，也就可能有朋友们上个主日不在啊，这个八头牛新娘的故事讲的什么？就是有一个先生呐，他用八头牛的代价来娶他的新娘。
And just briefly recap that story. Basically, a man basically raised 8 cows to basically as the price to marry his wife.
然后当地人都嘲笑他，为什么呢？因为别人娶太太呢，一头牛就足够了，他用八头牛，他一定是上当受骗了。
And so the locals are basically laughing at him because at that place, that usually it's 1 cow is enough for marry a wife.
后来我们当然也都知道，后来那个八头牛的新娘，那果然最后就是不一样。
And of course the story ends up, of course this wife is quite different.
因为这位新郎呢，用如此高的代价迎娶来的新娘，结果新娘真的就成为完全不一样的样子。
And because the husband willing to pay such a price, and the wife does different.
其实上帝对我们的爱也是这样的。
And the love of God towards us is like this too.
当我们还是罪人的时候，上帝用极重的代价拯救赎买回我们来。
While we are still sinners, God paid a very heavy price to purchase us back.
这就是神的爱。
That's the love of God.
在这里呢，就是我想说，在上一个主日啊，我自己特别感动的一个时刻。
And here I want to say something. Last Sunday, this moment I was myself deeply moved.
就是在我讲这个八头牛新娘的这个故事的时候啊，就是我看到有一个丈夫啊，就默默地抓住了他妻子的手。
And when I tell that story about this a cow story, and I notice that one husband in our congregation and holds hand of his wife.
我看到以后，我心里好感动啊，好感动。
I was deeply moved at that time.
啊，我就回想我自己哈。
I just recall myself.
啊，我妻子现在不在，所以我可以放飞一下哈。
My wife is not here today, so I can just do whatever I want.
啊，就是我刚认识我妻子的时候啊，就是我刚结婚的时候，那我天天恨不得都抓着她的手。
I just know my wife start to dating her. I just kind of hold her hand every day. I want to hold her hand all the time.
啊，那个时候就是在我们家里就有基督徒的聚会。
At that time, we in our home we have a Christian fellowship.
啊，那个时候我不管那别人看不看，完了就抓着她的手。
But whether people see it or not see it, just want to hold her hand.
啊，不过那是。刚刚结婚刚刚恋爱的时候。
And that's the time of dating and just married time.
但是过了一段时间，过了几年，我发现我基本上不拉他手了。
But later on, I just noticed that I seldomly hold her hand anymore.
我想请问在座的丈夫们，你们现在还是经常拉住自己妻子的手吗
？I want to ask husband here, do you hold your wife's hand all the time now?
还是像我这样
，or like me。
后来我就想，哎呀，我为什么？因为我看到那一幕，我心里特别感动，特别触动。后来我在想，哎，我现在为什么很少这样拉着我去走？因为啊、哦，好像觉得有点害羞哈。
And I was just thinking about why I'm so moved. At that moment, as why I'm not holding my wife's hand that often.So maybe somehow I kind of little feel embarrassing or something.
哎呀，很没面子，大男人就天天抓着去说，哎，好像怕别人笑话我。
Just I maybe afraid people laugh at me like a big man holds your wife's hand all the time.
啊，但是上个主日我看到的那一幕太让我感动。
But that scene I saw last Sunday, I kind of deeply moved in my heart.
我怎么变成现在这个样子？我在乎别人是不是笑话我，在乎我自己是不是没面子，我就忘记去拉住我妻子的手去表达我的爱。
And I'm just thinking now why I'm become so care about how other people look at me, maybe people laugh at me. Therefore, I'm just even the one forget to hold my wife's hand.
其实说一句话也不算太过分，我爱自己的虚荣，爱自己的面子。甚至超过爱我的妻子。
So it's not too extreme to say I can say in that sense I'm seems like level saving be my own dignity. Don't want people laugh at me more than I love my wife.
圣经用婚姻来形容主耶稣和信靠他的人的关系，就是主耶稣和教会的关系，用婚姻来形容。
Bible used the marriage to describe Christ and church and Christ and people who he saved.
我们看耶稣是怎样爱那些信他的人、属他的人。
Let's look at how Jesus loved those who belong to him.
耶稣从来不在乎自己的面子，耶稣从来不在乎别人会嘲笑他。
Jesus never cared about his own face. Jesus never cared about whether people would laugh at him.
人们常常嘲笑耶稣，就说：“你看耶稣，你跟什么样的人在一起？你跟罪人在一起。”
People laugh at Jesus all the time, and so many times people say to Jesus, "Hey, look, Jesus, what kind of people you stay with? Sinners."
那么人们嘲笑耶稣啊，耶稣，你居然去触摸那些长大麻风的病人。
And they also laugh at Jesus. They just say, "Hey, Jesus, you even touch those people patient with leprosy."
我们也看到圣经中记载，就是一个有罪的女人用一玉瓶香膏要来膏在耶稣身上，别人心里就嘲笑耶稣。
And we also in the story in the Bible we see that there is a woman sinful woman and pour the perfume on Jesus, and people around them laugh at them.
嘲笑耶稣就是你知道这个女人是怎样的人吗？
And they even laugh at Jesus, saying that Jesus, do you know what kind of woman is that?
耶稣有没有在乎过别人的目光呢？
Jesus does really care about how the people look at these things?
耶稣从来没有。
He never.
耶稣有没有在乎哇别人笑话我？耶稣有没有这样想？耶稣从来没有。
He never looked at this, how other people would laugh at me.
其实今天很多人说哎呀爱很难爱很难。
Today a lot of people say it's so hard to love.
其实就像我一样哈刚刚跟我妻子认识的时候我们天天砸她的手现在越来越砸。是不是爱对我来说越来越难？其实不是的。
And it's just like you take myself as an example, we're just dating and married, I hold her hand all the time. Is that to me love is getting more difficulty? I don't think so.
只是我变得越来越爱自己了。
Just kind of become more and more love myself.
越来越哎呀，别人怎么看我？越来越爱自己的所谓的面子和虚荣。
And more and more love myself and care about how other people look at me and my face.
啊，其实对于一个真正不是那么爱自己的人，他去爱是非常容易的。
And for a person not to love himself.It will be easy for that person to love.
但是如果对一个你越来越爱自己的人
For those who love themselves more and more.
啊，你在乎哇，别人怎么看我的面子，他在乎这些东西，那爱对你来说真的就很难。
It will be difficult that if you always care about how other people look at you and always concentrate yourself, then yeah, it is difficult for you to love others.
啊，我现在呢也感谢神给我有这样的一个勇气信心，我也在向在座的丈夫们提出一个挑战。
And also, I thank God also gave me this moving my heart, and I want to give a challenge to all the husbands here.
让我们就像上一个主日我看到的那位丈夫一样，抓住自己妻子的手。
And I want you to just hold your.Wife's hand right now, and just like the cup I saw last.
哎呀，我的妻子不在身边，我妻子在身边，我一定抓住她的手，当着大家的面抓住她的手。
My wife is not there.
但是我向在座的丈夫们，真的发出一个邀请和挑战。
I want to give a invitation challenge. Ask you to invite you to hold your wife's hand.
哎呀，哎呦，好害羞，丢面子，不好意思，不要想那么多。
Don't think about it. It looks like embarrassing or something. Don't think about that way.
拿结婚证的就算了，就算数啊！我希望我们真的，我们花两分钟时间，我们丈夫抓到自己妻子的手，不用在乎别人怎么看，不用在乎别人怎么想。我说：“哎呀，不好意思。”然后至少看到我的妻子，我的妻子看到我的丈夫，至少三秒钟，好不好
？I want you to do practice right away, right now.Take 2 minutes. Hold your husband, wife's hand.
你看，哎呀，哈哈哈哈感谢神，感谢神。
Thank God.
我相信这是圣灵在我们当中。
I think it's Holy Spirit with us.
大家可能没注意到哈，我们今天这个信息的一个题目。
And you probably didn't pay attention to the topic, the title of our message.
这其实是耶稣，我们来思想耶稣对世人的爱，就是一个似乎是没有尊严的爱了。
And a shameless love, and the love of Jesus Christ, it looks like a shameless love.
就是我们再回到那个八头牛新娘的那个故事啊，那个男人用八头牛去娶他的太太，他损失了什么呢
？And let's go back to that story. That man married his wife with 8 cows. What he lost?
当然，他不仅仅是付出八头牛的代价，他损失是自己的面子，大家都嘲笑他。
Of course, it's not only that he paid a lot of price, but he also lost his face because everybody in the village laughed at him.
但是这个丈夫完全不在乎。
But the husband really don't care.
他爱他的妻子。
Because he loves his wife.
他不在乎别人怎么看，别人怎么笑话我。
He don't care how the other people laugh at him, how the people look at him.
其实圣经描述耶稣对世人的爱就是这样的爱。
And actually, the Bible describes Jesus Christ's love towards the world is the love like this.
耶稣被称为罪人和税吏的朋友。
And Jesus is called the friend of a sinner and tax collector.
人们常常因为耶稣跟什么样的人在一起，人们常常就嘲笑耶稣。
And people always laugh at Jesus because the kind of people Jesus still with.
但耶稣完全不在乎。
But Jesus don't care about that.
在上个主日我们还列举圣经中说的另外一个爱情的故事，就是先知何西阿，神让他去娶一个名声非常不好的女人。
And last Sunday, you also mentioned another love story in the Bible that Prophet Hosea, that God wanted him to marry a prostitute.
然后这个女人总是跟别的男人跑了，然后呢，何西阿就要神让他再把她找回来。
And this woman actually again ran away with other men, and Jesus, God again and again asked Prophet Hosea to find her back.
然后并且承诺，这个女人永远做你的丈夫，你永远做我妻子。
And also want to Hosea to promise and that he will forever be her husband and she will be her wife.
那对于何西阿来说。对他来说最难受的是什么呢
？Of course, for Prophet Hosea, what's the worst thing could happen?
就是别人会嘲笑他。
It's basically people laugh at him.
他的尊严，他的面子，他的一切，别人会嘲笑他。
And people laugh at his dignity, laugh at his face, laugh into his face.
但是神就用这样的比喻来形容神对世人的爱。
But God used that particular example to show that how God loved the world.
我们来看一处圣经的经文。
Let's look at the scripture.
我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。我们来读约翰福音的13:1-5。
Let's read John 13:1-5 together.
一节起。逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。这是耶稣在临上十字架的那天晚上，也就是说在最后的晚餐之前耶稣所做的一件事情。
And this is the things that Jesus did before he went up on cross, or you can say right before the Last Supper.
这是也可以说，这是主耶稣跟他的门徒在一起最后的一段时光。
And you can say the last moment that Jesus stayed with his disciples.
那么，耶稣要向他的门徒表达一件事情，就是耶稣爱他们，而且爱到底。
And Jesus wanted to do things to express one thing to his disciples that Jesus loved them and loved to the very end.
当然了，不仅仅是对当时那12门徒，也是对这世上所有信靠他属耶稣的人。
Of course, it's not only to these 12 disciples, but also all those who on this earth that belong to him.
那么，耶稣用一个举动来表达他的爱，是爱到底的爱。
And Jesus used one act to express his love to the end.
那这个举动是什么呢
？And what is the actor?
是一个最卑贱、最卑微的一个行动，为他的门徒洗脚。
And this is a very most humble act that is he wash his disciples' feet.
也就是说，耶稣用一个最卑贱仆人做的事情，来表达他对。属他的人，他对信他的人的爱。
So Jesus basically used the act which usually also servants do as the most humble way to express his love towards his disciples.
我们思想一下，如果我们当时在旁边看见，我们会怎么看耶稣？
And think about if you were bystander at that time, what do you think about Jesus Christ?
哇，耶稣，你是神的儿子啊！你是什么身份？你怎么可以去做这样的事啊
？I probably think, I got Jesus, you're the Son of God. What kind, you know, how can you do this type of thing?
啊，有一次啊，就是聚完会之后啊，有时候我会在教会里面洗洗地板呐、啊，怎么样？
And sometimes after church, I do some carpenter clean carpet.
啊，这时候呢，就有一个弟兄跟我讲啊。
And at that time, there's one brother come to me.
就是哎，他说哎，冯涛弟兄，你不要干这个事情。
And someone come to me, Barnabas said, you don't need to do this thing.
那你神的仆人呐、啊，神尊贵的仆人，这个事情你不要干，让别人。
And you're a servant of God, and you should not do this.
啊、后来我听了就没有说话。
And I didn't say anything.
这个弟兄，他曾经，他不仅是一个基督徒啊，他曾经牧养教会很多年呢。
And this brother is not only Christian, and he also served the church for many years.
后来我当时口上没说什么，还是非常尊敬啊，这个，但我心里说，那耶稣啊，是神呐、啊，道成肉身是神呐、啊。他还给门徒洗脚啊
！At that time, I didn't say anything, of course, be out of respect, but I'm speaking my heart. But what about Jesus? He's God. He washed the feet of his disciples.
我们今天很多啊，说我是基督徒，我是信耶稣的人，我们越来越不认识耶稣了。
Today we have so many people call ourselves a Christian, but more and more we don't know Jesus anymore.
我们看到今天一些称自己是基督徒的人，称自己啊是如何神所 chosen, 神所大用的人，我们从他们身上哪里看到一点点？耶稣的样子啊
！Today, sometimes we find people that call him Christian, and even call we are chosen by God, but we really had see any shred of an image of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的爱，他在最后跟他门徒在一起的时光，他用一个最卑贱、最卑微的方式，最让别人瞧不起的方式来表达。
And Jesus, in the very end, the very act of love is the most humble way he expresses love.
很没面子，是不是
？It's like it doesn't look like a very good in the face.
就像我刚才说，那个弟兄看到我就说，哎，你在这里洗地，这很没面子。
And just like the boy speak to me, hey, you are that vacuum. Looks like not.Very good in look at the face.
我说这个大家千万不要误解啊，千万不要误解。以后看到我在那吸地，你千万不要拦着我，你千万不要误解了，不要变成一个耶稣不喜悦的样子。
And I say this, please do not be misunderstanding. If you saw me walking clean, don't come to stop me.
耶稣的爱用最卑贱的方式来表达出来。
And Jesus' love, he showed his love in a shameless way.
他不在乎自己的荣耀，不在乎自己的面子，不在乎我是万王之王，我神的儿子，我怎么可以跟人家洗脚？他完全不在乎这些。
He didn't care about his own glory, his own dignity. Oh, I'm son of God. How can I wash the feet of others?
他心中完全没有自己，他心中只有他爱的对象。
He don't have himself in his heart, only those who loved.
我们看见耶稣洗脚的这些门徒当中，还有那个卖主的犹大。
And notice that among the disciples that Jesus washed their feet, one of them is the Judas who betrayed Jesus.
耶稣是不是不知道犹大即将出卖他？耶稣知道。
Is Jesus don't know that he is going to betray him? No, he knows.
但是耶稣还是俯下身来为犹大洗脚。
But Jesus still wash Judas' feet.
啊，我们还看到有那个固执的彼得。
And we also among them, we also beside Judas, we also see the stumbled Peter.
啊，还有马太，他是个税吏。
And also Matthew is a tax collector.
啊，还有拿但业，拿但业曾经嘲笑耶稣是个乡里人啊，这个拿撒勒人，农村乡下人，
曾经
嘲笑。
Nathaniel, and who used to laugh at Jesus as a country boy or something.
啊，那耶稣完全不在乎。 爱他们就爱他们到底。
He loved them and loved to the end.
简单的说，门徒当中没有一个人配别人给他洗脚，尤其配耶稣为他洗脚。
Put a simple way, any disciple among them, none of them deserve other people wash their feet, especially their teacher Jesus to wash their feet.
但是耶稣抛弃自己的面子，抛弃自己的尊严，耶稣用最卑贱的方式来表达他对门徒的爱，信靠他的人爱到底的爱。
But Jesus completely ignores his own dignity, in a very, humble way to show his love.
圣经是这样来描述耶稣在地上的一生。
And the Bible describes Jesus and describes his life on earth.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读腓立比书的二章六到八节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8.
腓立比书二章六节起，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。我们再来读这一处经文，罗马书的五章六到八节，六节起。因我们还软弱的时候，耶稣就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。圣经描述耶稣，耶稣来到世界上用最卑微，甚至可以说是最卑贱的这样的一个形象，耶稣用他自己的生命去挽回拯救什么样的人呢？罪人，就是不配，完全不配的人。
Bible describes Jesus Christ come to this world in the most humble way and even died for those who are the sinner. It's not worthy of any salvation.
在我们刚才所读的圣经，我们看见愿为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，也就是说有些人他确实愿意牺牲自己，但是呢他是为什么样的人呢？为好人呐、
And the Bible also in verse 7 basically said, well, somebody would possibly like to die for someone, but those someone usually are good men.
基本上这个大家还觉得，哎呀，这种事情还是可以理解，因为怎么样，价值对等。
And some we may think, yeah, that we understandable because like value is the equal.
但是耶稣呢？耶稣居然是为罪人死，这就太不对等了。
But what about Jesus? Jesus died for sinner. That's completely unequivalent.
就是这我们刚才说了，就是那个娶亲的那个新郎，他付出那样的代价，别人笑话他。那耶稣呢？他付出自己生命的代价，结果却是为什么样的人呢？为罪人，为不配的人。
And we said the cow story, the husband paid such a price, but in Jesus' story, it's Jesus paid the price for those who are not worthy.
那么有人说爱是盲目的，爱不衡量价值，爱是盲目的。
And a lot of time people say love is blind because they don't see the value.
那耶稣他的爱是不是盲目的呢？
And is Jesus' love blind?
当然不是的。
Of course not.
耶稣看见这些不配的罪人身上将来在基督里被圣灵所重生的一个新的生命。
Because Jesus through God, he can see all those who are worthy sinners and in the salvation and what kind of new life they could have.
我们刚才看到那个拿但业他曾经，他可以说是一个种族主义者，他曾经是嘲笑耶稣的出身好像没有那么纯粹纯正。
We mentioned one of the disciples, Nathaniel, and he can use today's name, can call the racist, and he laughed at the origin of Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣从他身上不是仅仅看到自高、骄傲、愚昧，耶稣从他身上看到了他心里没有鬼子。
And but Jesus didn't just look at his arrogance or something, but Jesus looked at him and said, this person is actually now deceiving his heart.
耶稣从那个自高骄傲顽固的彼得身上也看到他的坚强。
And from Peter, who is very stubborn and very arrogant, and Jesus also see his firmness in his way.
我们看到使徒保罗被圣灵所重生，最后使徒保罗写下的书信讲到的最多就是在试炼当中持守信心和盼望。
And we also see Paul and
对不起，彼得，对不起。
We also see Peter and when he has his new life, he wrote the letters and especially expressed in all the trials how he held the faith.
所以彼得在他重生得救之前，他确实是一个骄傲顽固自高的人，但是耶稣看见这样的一个人，耶稣看见他重生得救之后，他同样也是一个非常坚强的人。
And before he was a very stubborn and proud arrogant person, Peter, but Jesus saw that while he was saved, he became a very strong person.
简单的说，耶稣的爱很多的时候在人看来是真的是不值得就为了这样的一些人，但是耶稣从这些信靠他的人身上看到他们将来在基督里的新的生命。
And in a simple way, in human view, that Jesus' sacrifice is not worthy for this type of people, but Jesus sees that in the coming new life, what kind of life they can, new life they can have.
我们信靠耶稣的人，我们自己，我们真的是要承认，我们以前的那个样子，真的是让耶稣的名蒙羞了。
And we have to acknowledge, as a Christian today, the our old ourself, our old way, is actually put Jesus Christ, put God in shame.
就像我们今天感谢神，我们的加斯明姊妹做的见证，她来到神的面前，认自己的罪，承认自己是如何如何不堪的罪人，这是我听过一个真正发自诚真诚的心所发的见证，这就是我们每一个人的光景。
I thank God that we hear the Sister Jasmine's testimony, and she talked about how he sinned, and I think this is the most honest confession of sin I ever heard.
我们其实每一个人本来都是这个样子，都是自以为意、自以为是、骄傲自傲。骄傲自高活在最终，我们都是这个样子，没有什么真的很可爱的地方。
And all of us was that the situation like we self-righteous, self-centered and arrogant and really have nothing lovable.
然后耶稣就为这样的人牺牲他自己。
And Jesus died for people like that.
这就是经文说的，耶稣就为罪人死，那世人看这真的是太不值得了，为罪人死太不值得了。
And the Bible said Jesus died for the sinners. It's not worthy in the world view.
人们当然不仅仅是嘲笑罪人，人们更是嘲笑那个为罪人死的耶稣。
Of course, people not laughing at the sinner, but laughing at the who died for the sinner.
但是耶稣知道那些信靠他认罪悔改的罪人以后重生的生命是怎样。
And but Jesus knows those trust him and repentant and what type of new life they could have.
我们一起来读屏幕上的经文，彼得前书的二章九节。
Let's read First Peter 2:9.
彼得前书二章九节起，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。这就是我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，信靠耶稣基督的人，在耶稣眼中生命的光景。
And this is everyone of us who trusts Jesus Christ, how we see in the sight of Jesus Christ.
但是我们看到这句话，我们一定要知道那一个君尊的祭司、圣洁的国度、神的子民到底应该什么样子呢？
And, but when we look at the scripture, we have to kind of come to realize the royal priest, holy nation, and special people, what type of way should we have?
有些人错误地理解这句话， 啊，他就觉得啊，我们的基督徒，我们就应该好像一个不可一世的样子，啊，就是一个高高在上的样子。
Someone just misunderstood this passage. They think Christians like we are a very special group of people, very upward.
啊，别人都是啊，很低贱的，我们是高贵的。一些基督徒错误的理解这句话。
We are noble. Some other people are not noble at all. People just.Misunderstood this passage.
那君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，神的儿女，到底是什么样子？耶稣那个样子。
And what kind of image should we have if we're a loyal priest, a holy nation, and a special people? In a simple way, it's just like Jesus.
为门徒洗脚的那个样子。
And the way that he washed his disciples' feet.
那是君尊的样子，那是荣耀的样子，那是圣洁的样子，那是上帝眼中看一个宝贵美丽的样子。
And this is the image of glory. This is the image of holy. This is the image of that precious in the sight of God.
不是今天世界上，今天世界上有一些基督徒，哇，觉得我们是上帝的选民，一副高高在上、不可一世的样子，真的离耶稣的形象简直是背道而驰。
It's not like some Christians today in this world claim that we're the chosen people of God and look at every other group of people and this completely has no image of Jesus Christ.
越是他们口里提耶稣的名，越是他们口里提基督徒这三个字，他们越是让耶稣的名蒙羞了。
The more they name Jesus Christ, the more they name Christian, they actually they put the name of Christ in shame.
我们今天来思想神的爱。
So today we think about the love of God.
神用最卑贱的方式，最卑微的方式来表达他对世人的爱。
God used the most humble way, or you can say shameless way, to express his love to the world.
啊，让我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们曾经让耶稣的名蒙羞，确实是这样。
So all of us who have the grace, we remember that we were.A person that put the name of God in shame.
但是当我们真知道耶稣的爱的时候，我们就不要再让耶稣的名蒙羞了。
But today we truly know the love of God, then we should not put the name of Jesus in the shame.
好，我们最后来读两处的圣经的经文。如果弟兄姊妹身体条件许可的话呢，我们一起站着来读。
In closing, let's read two scripture, and if you are allowed, you can stand up. If not,Sit there.
我们一起来读哥林多前书的十章三十一节，三十一节起。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。以弗所书的四章二十五到三十二节，二十五节起。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体，生气却不要犯罪。不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的，不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语，一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐给你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you, giving your begotten Son Jesus Christ to the world.
主耶稣爱这世上信靠他的人、属他的人，就爱到底。
Jesus loved this people that belong to him. He loved them to the end.
主耶稣舍弃自己的尊严，舍去自己的荣耀，撇下自己的一切，甚至生命，来拯救那一切信靠他的人。
Jesus gave up everything, his dignity, his glory, and even his life to save those.
而且是当我们还是罪人的时候，主耶稣就为我们舍命。
especially when we are sinner, that Jesus gave His life for me.
愿圣灵在我们每一个蒙恩得救的人、信靠主耶稣的人心里来做工，来光照我们。
May Holy Spirit work in every one of us who was saved by Jesus Christ.
在我们从前确实是让耶稣的名蒙羞，但是我们今天被圣灵所重生，我们在基督里是新造的人。
We were put the name of Jesus Christ shame, but today in Christ we are new creation.
让我们行事为人能够与我们蒙召的人相称。
So our walking can be worthy of our calling.
让我们不要让圣灵担忧，不让耶稣的名蒙羞，让我们越来越活出像耶稣那样的生命来。
So we are not let Holy Spirit be worried, and also in our life.We live out the life that have the grace of salvation.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
各位弟兄，最后我们用这个三一颂，我们把一切荣耀都归给神。So we are going to think